You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello again. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the weekly chart show. And in the studio today, we got myself, Icia Wittaveen.
Daniel Afalabi.
And I am James Vannon.
Welcome, welcome. This is James's first time on air, I believe. Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah.
Yep.
How do you feel? Are you excited, nervous?
A little bit of both, I suppose.
Awesome. And Daniel at this point is pretty much a regular.
I actually sleep in this studio, so
yeah,
I don't
He never leaves. He lives off yerba mates and
the
peanuts.
Granola bars.
they're pretty good. Yeah.
They're delicious.
That.
Nature Valley is amazing, so.
They really are. Yeah. We are not sponsored. That was a true statement from our hearts. Yeah. We are not sponsored by Nature Valley. We are sponsored by yerba mate, though.
Go Guyaki. Yes.
We're going to start off with a couple songs from the charts this week. First off, we have Isn't It Lovely by Grace Ives off of their new record, Janky Star, followed by All You Do by Magdalena Bay off of their new record, Mercurial World, the deluxe version.
I'm waking up right by your side. Call it a miracle. I never died one of those nights. Drinks and a palm tree. I have a memory of that. Only for your face though, baby. I can see it in my eyes. Oh, isn't it lovely?
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the weekly chart show, and I'm in the studio with
Daniel
and James.
Awesome.
That was very clean.
It was very clean. Yeah. So the last two songs you heard were Isn't It Lovely by Grace Ives and All You Do by Magdalena Bay. And Daniel actually saw Magdalena recently. Yes. You wanted to talk about that.
I do. I'm very giddy about it, so cut me off if I start rambling. But I went last night with my friend Ben, and it was literally so good. Transcendent, amazing live performance, crazy guitar solos. They played that, and I like sang word for word, and I was levitating off the ground. But the sound was like so loud because I was by like the speaker, and literally the bones in my chest and body were just like rattling. Like I felt like I was a victim in an explosion or something.
Where
like
was it?
It was at Fortune Sound Club, which is like the weirdest venue for a concert in my opinion.
Really? I feel like I've gone to so many shows there for some reason. At least like I used to.
I never have. And it was my first time also at Fortune. And like, I don't know. I've just heard the floors are sticky, and they were when I got there. So, but it was fun. I had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Did you wear earplugs?
I actually did, yes. Okay. Well, not earplugs.
Stay healthy.
Yeah, literally protect your hearing.
I think they might have broken because I used AirPods, like not my, I didn't have earplugs. So I like put in AirPods and then put it on like noise cancellation.
Oh.
So it was like kind of working, but I was like, this is definitely like damage to my ears. Like when I woke up this morning,
you
I felt
the ringing.
Like the ringing. Yeah. Temporary tinnitus. So yeah, it was a good show though.
Yeah, I've been going to punk venues without any earplugs, and I feel like that's kind of a mistake.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to regret that if I keep doing that, so I'm going to have to go out and get some earplugs.
You will. I took a class for my, like, science requirement when I was in university on, like, hearing disorders and speech disorders.
Oh.
And, yeah, they're, like, every single time you listen to music over this amount 85
of 85 decibels?
Yeah. Like, it causes this much damage, like, every single time. And it never comes back, like, the milia or whatever in your ear. They never,
oh my God.
Regrow. So this is a PSA from CITR. Please wear protection in your ears when you go to loud shows.
Please.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Also, maybe, what's the term? Maybe it's a hot take or whatever, but I don't get why shows are so loud.
Quiet, like they should be quieter.
They should be quieter, especially if it's a band. I can hear you. Like, I'm sorry, why is it so loud?
No, I 100% agree.
Like, I've been to like shows or even like clubs or whatever where the music is so loud that it like hurts and I just leave. I'm like, I'm in pain. Like,
literally.
What's the point? It's too loud.
Because if it's too loud, you can't enjoy like the flourishes, the music. Yeah. It's not worth it.
You can't even talk to your friends.
You're just like yelling.
Scream in their ears.
You go home and your ears hurt and your throat hurts and you're tired. It's like, oh my God.
You're throwing up, crying. That was me.
Farting.
Shitting.
Yeah. Wow. Big swear on the radio, James.
Oh, James. You can only do that your second time on.
Yeah. You have to wait three times and then you're allowed to say one swear word in an episode. I'm just kidding. But to get serious for a second, a big artist passed recently. Shout out to Coolio. Rest in peace, Coolio. And we just wanted to play one of his songs to, you know, pay tribute to him because he's a legend.
Can I say a really quick fun fact about Coolio? I found out, like, today when I saw the news, rest in peace, he did the theme song for Kenan and Kel, which was one of my, like, favorite problematic shows growing up.
Do you know what else he did? He also voiced Kwanzaa Bot on Futurama, which is, like, a recurring character.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Go Coolio.
I forgot about Kwanzaa. Cool. Mm. Shout out to Kwanzaa for all who celebrate. anyways, the song that we chose to play that I think is a pretty iconic Coolio song for many reasons, which I'll talk about after, is Rollin' with the Homies off of the Clueless original motion picture soundtrack. Enjoy.
I got the homies by my side, rolling down the street with my 16 switches hitting corners on three steady dipping. I hang right at the light, ready to have fun. Then I bust a left on the 121, pull it in the park and lay it on the grass. I roll back the rag so I can see some ass. Block one sister.
15s in the rear, bumping 40s, these so y'all can hear. I hit some up for the circle, that's how I'm living. Crowbars in the house and cat is on the mission. You can be blood or you can see crippin', fool, but I ain't tripping. My homie Snoop drinks the dinner juice and that's all right, but a coolio with the flow, sip the yak on night.
Hello, hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. In studio, we got Isaiah, Daniel, and James. And before we move on to playing more chart songs and probably playing a couple ads and all that, I just wanted to, A, mention that I know the song because of the iconic scene in Clueless where they almost get into a car accident because of that massive truck, and they're listening to this. You know, I was talking to James and Daniel, and I thought they totally relate, but apparently they've never seen Clueless, which
sorry
is
to Clueless.
Crazy to me.
Yeah.
And I just am curious about what they think Clueless would be about based on its poster. Do you guys have any musings or predictions?
I mean, like, I get Mean Girl vibes from the poster. I still haven't seen Mean Girls either. I'm so uncultured.
You haven't seen Mean Girls?
Okay, Mean Girls is crosses the line, James.
At least Clueless is a bit like, it's an older movie, so it makes sense. But Mean Girls, I guess Mean Girls was like my childhood. And then you're, I guess maybe it's an age thing. What was the iconic teen movie? Yeah, but you're only like a year younger than me.
Oh, yeah,
we're like basically
true.
The same age.
James
iconic
is a baby.
Iconic teen movie. I don't know. I loved Heathers. Heathers was
okay.
A good movie. But that's
cool.
Not like my era. I just love that
movie. Have you seen Jawbreaker?
No.
Jawbreaker, the love interest in Jawbreaker looks so much like Jeff Buckley. It's awesome. He's so cute. You should watch. I think you'd like Jawbreaker. People critique it because they're like, this is just a Heathers ripoff. but it's fun and I like it. I don't know. It's probably not like a great movie, but it's a fun movie. So
I don't know what Heathers or Jawbreaker or Jeff Buckley is. I'm sorry to say.
You don't know what Heathers is at all?
Oh, no. Heathers is Keanu Reeves and Winona.
No, not Keanu. It is Winona.
Okay.
Yeah, Winona Ryder and...
what's his name?
The guy, he was also...
Slater?
Christian Slater. Slater. Mr. Robot. Love that show.
Me too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's pretty iconic. It's like... dark, you know. It's dark humor.
Okay, I've been missing out. I would like to watch Clueless. I'm not anti-Clueless.
Clueless is great, except for the part where she falls in love with her stepbrother. That was weird. Ooh. They're not stepbrothers anymore because their parents got divorced. Or step-siblings anymore because their parents got divorced. But it's still weird.
Yeah, that's a little awkward.
But he's Paul Rudd, and he's a cutie. So.
Yeah, we allow it for Paul.
We allow it for Paul.
Yeah.
We didn't even...
Oh, what do I
guess I think? That was a good guess. Mean Girls-ish. That's pretty...
Can I guess?
Yeah, you can guess.
Okay, so looking at the poster, and just so the people listening know, it's like three women. I think one woman of color on the left.
You're just describing what you see.
Okay, I'm just describing. Okay, but I think it's probably like a high school thing.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely younger women.
Yeah. And I think maybe there's some kind of mystery involved that's like romantic themed.
Okay. Honestly, sorry, go on.
Okay.
You have a lot of,
I'm kind of just spitballing. Okay. Romantic mystery / comedy vibes. And I think the one in the middle is probably the main character. And I don't know. I feel like if it's a Paul Rudd thing, maybe there's some kind of high school drama or controversy that happens and she needs to weather it with her good friends.
Yeah honestly, this is hilarious because the more we talk about Clueless, the more I'm like, what is Clueless about? Because I feel like, again, I don't think anything happens in this movie. She's just like a rich pretty girl who like goes through life with no consequences and is just
dream
super
life.
Privileged. And then this new girl, this new girl comes to town and they give her a makeover. But she's like way cooler beforehand. Someone's staring at me through the glass. Do they have a question? I don't know. Anyways, nothing happens in Clueless.
Okay.
I think what you described is way more interesting than probably what does happen. It's just them being teenagers. She gets robbed at some point.
What makes it such a classic then?
It's
there's got to be something
funny. The dialogue is funny, like as if, like, you know, like
but
you know,
we were talking about character driven movies earlier and
yeah
how
her like
them.
She's just, I don't know, it's like she's like she has a, because I think it was released in the 90s, there's like one scene where she like uses a computer to pick her outfits and it's like cool and like the future.
Yeah, that's kind of futuristic.
Yeah.
Women,
you know,
in tech,
high tech.
Yeah. Iggy Azalea made that music video that's like a big Clueless reference.
Oh.
Or Fancy. That's a whole Clueless. That's all
I
Clueless.
I thought Iggy originated that.
No.
I just thought it was
God.
Like a classroom. I don't know.
No, yeah, it's Clueless. It's so Clueless. Yeah. Like, even her outfit, in the beginning she picks her outfit.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't know, and she's like being all sassy at the front, like pointing at everybody.
Yeah, that's when she gives a speech about like it's like a debate and she says nothing that makes sense. Anyways.
Sorry to Clueless. I thought it was just Iggy and her creative bag.
No, Iggy Azalea has never made anything good. She just copied it. Sorry.
Wow.
I'm an Iggy hater.
I think the next chart show will be only Iggy Azalea songs, maybe.
No.
Yeah.
I refuse. As the leader of this show at the moment, I will never let that happen. Anyways, I think we should play some ads and then go into a couple more songs, and then we'll be back chatting at some point in the near future. Bye bye.
Enjoy.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Megamall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City.
Oh, I see the love that can overturn.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Please don't ask me how my day's been.
our music taste has changed, maybe.
Hello, hello. This is CITR 101.9 FM. In studio today, we got Isia,
Daniel,
and James.
This is the chart show with rotating members. I've decided that's what's happening now.
I like our chemistry a lot, though. I feel like the three of us, we got a good vibe going on.
It is a good vibe in here. I've been enjoying myself.
Great vibes. Although off screen, or I guess off air, I have been hating a lot.
Mm-hmm. I've just been being made fun of.
Yeah. We were booing him.
I made fun of James once, and that was for his extensive music knowledge, which is a good thing.
It's not that extensive. Yeah. It's pretty limited.
I didn't even make fun of you. I just said you were a nerd, which you are a nerd. I'm also a nerd, and Daniel's probably a nerd. I don't know.
I'm a nerd too, but I think we're all like cool nerds. Like we're nerds in an ironic, cool, post-capitalistic.
Speak for yourself. Way. I would like to just be a nerd in the. I guess there's like nerds, and then there's geeks.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a difference. Maybe you're more of a geek. I think the whole like nerd versus geek culture, like. Nerd was more like computers and tech and like mainframe. Technical, and geek was more like cult pop culture, like I'm really into Star Wars and like
a Star Trek geek, yeah, a Trekkie,
like it's more like not trendy, but like more like just I'm into a very niche thing, whereas nerd is like more like
holistic.
Yeah, it's more about like the essence of who you are rather than what you're into. So maybe you're more of a geek.
Well, I say like
a music geek.
The reason I say we're cool nerds though is because I feel like there's like problematic like nerds and geeks. Like the ones whose like favorite movie is Joker or something.
Oh, like incels?
Yeah.
I'm a Sigma male and the Joker's my entire personality.
Exactly.
Or like American Psycho is my favorite movie and stuff like that.
Yeah. I feel like we're the cool, wholesome, non problematic, non murderous. Nerds.
I'm definitely non-murderous, but I don't know. I'm not gonna claim this cool, unproblematic nerd status because
you were hating.
I'm just a hater. Yeah. I think that's the best way to describe myself. Just a hater.
What else were you hating about though?
Well, what we were talking about, which we can talk about again now, is kind of like I find it really difficult to get into like genres. Like I find that I'll talk to people who are so into like not the same bands, but like a group of bands, and they all tour together and they're all friends, and like they know so much, but whenever I try and get into like a kind of like wave of music or whatever, there'll be one band that like was probably the people who like pioneered whatever was going on, and they're really great and they're like really cool and their music sounds really new, and then there's like eight other bands who sound basically like them but like kind of worse. I'm like, what's the point of listening to these bands when there's like the one band that does it best? But then I like dabble in all these different music genres. But when I talk to someone, they're like, but do you know this band? I'm like, no, I don't know that. I don't know that.
So you're like a surface level enjoyer. You don't need to go. That sounded very condescending when I said it out loud.
Yeah, I'm surface level. No. I don't know. I don't see like the point a lot of the time. Like maybe there'll be three bands I like.
Yeah.
Or like three musicians in a certain scene. Like how crazy hyperpop is going right now. I'm like, oh my God, stop. Like there's so much and it all sounds the same. Like I don't get it.
Okay, do you have a favorite like genre right now where you would like listen to maybe like more than a main pioneer?
It's not even about it being the main, like if anything, it may just be the first person I found. Like they may have not been the pioneer of anything, but it was the first person that I came across. But
I'm definitely the same way though. And then it like, I feel like I get defensive when it's one of the artists that isn't the pioneer of that genre, but that's one that I found and kind of fell in love with. And then somebody's like, oh, they're just a poser, you know? And I'm like, oh, but I like this music. It makes me sad. But
yeah, that's rude. People shouldn't like.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, if you like someone, people shouldn't crap on that. Unless you're arguing about, who's
unless
better.
It's Morgan Wallen, then I will like.
Who's that?
He's like, okay, maybe I opened a can of worms I didn't want to open, but it's like a country music person who's like problematic and people like defend him very strongly.
Oh no.
I have no idea who that man is. I don't know.
Yeah, sorry to Morgan Wallen. I don't really want to talk about him though, so maybe we should.
Okay, that's right.
Okay, we'll move on.
Morgan who? Yeah. But to answer your question, I have been listening to, see, this is embarrassing. This is too embarrassing to say what I've been listening. I've been listening to New Jeans, this K-pop group that's awesome. They're brand new. They only have four songs. They're all, they're like medium age is like 16 or something. They're like super young.
Aww.
But they sound really like fresh. Like they sound very different from other K-pop. Mm-hmm. And their choreography is great. And they're all adorable. And they have writing credits on some of their songs, which is very rare for K-pop.
Oh.
And I think they're going to be massive. So
shout out to NewJeans.
I've been listening to NewJeans, and I've been listening to the Cocteau Twins, and I've been listening to Alex G. And
Cocteau Twins all the way.
That's pretty much that's what's been happening.
What have you been listening to, James,
this week, recently? Here, talk about something while I pull up what I've been listening to.
Okay. I've been listening to Mary J. Blige.
Family Affair, classic.
Literally, I've just been listening to that song on repeat. I've been listening to all the new Dumb a lot because I like Dumb.
Ooh.
Great local band.
I found something pretty interesting. I found a fella named James Ferraro, who was around during kind of the birth of like the vaporwave scene, like when there was kind of a shift in electronic music. And he's making something called like, I'm going to butcher the actual word, but it's like hypnagogic pop. And it's kind of like ambient music. Think like Wii Menu music, but if it was like music that you actually sat down and listened to.
You don't sit down?
Yeah,
and
I listen to the Wii music.
Yeah, speak for yourself, James.
It's really interesting, though. I really loved it. The album Far Side Virtual from 2011. Quite good.
Interesting.
Hypnagogic, is that what you said?
Yeah, is that how you say it? Hypnagogic?
I have no idea.
Maybe.
But like, also, like, who sat down and was like, this is what we're doing? Like, this is the subgenre, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a committee that decides for everybody, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I know like four genres of music, and that's all.
That's all you
in
need
terms
to
of
know.
Descriptors. Like, if you ask me what kind of music someone makes, I'm like, I don't know.
They just make I feel like I say like indie, which is a toxic trait that I have. If it's not like clearly something, I just say, oh, it's like indie.
I used to do that a lot, and then I was like, I need to buckle down and learn some genres so I don't sound like a. Don't sound like I don't know what I'm talking about when
you
I discuss music.
You don't need to know what you're talking about. I stand firmly by this.
Yeah, I guess I've just been around a lot of elitists before, so I felt like I needed to fit in, but it's definitely not necessary.
This is a safe space where you can have empty brain and we won't judge you.
Music is the topic to be ignorant, because like, why not? I will proudly be ignorant.
At its core, it's all subjective. Yeah. So
it's wholesome, you know. Yeah. The music bros have had power too long.
People
watch too much Anthony Fantano, and they need to stop it.
Stop.
Also, we're gonna play Alex G later, but Fantano, this is the first Alex G album apparently that he likes, which I think is like so weird. Like I like his new record, but I don't think it's his best one. I don't know. I'm like, what is it about this that Fantano finally is like, oh, I get Alex G. Like,
is it like one of those scenarios where the praise comes too late and it just goes to an album that doesn't deserve it as much as the other ones?
He's like, just been like around for so long, so I don't get what Fantano just.
He loves like experimental stuff. He loves when artists kind of take things in a new direction.
Yeah, it's just like not even that new. It's just Christian, like the vibe, like. His lyricism, I feel like, changed a lot on this record and what he's singing about. And I guess he's also, like, really singing before. You know, like, I can't really sing, but I sing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that kind of vibe in music.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Bob Dylan, you know? Yeah. You don't actually have to be able to sing to, like...
It's all about the vibe.
More. And, like, great songwriting. Like, if you're writing really well, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how... Not like that... I'm not saying Bob Dylan can't sing or Alex G can't sing. But
you heard it here
the
first.
You're not there for the vocals. You're there for, like, the amazing songwriting.
Yeah.
But I feel like on this record, he's really singing. Like, he's, like, trying to sing more. I don't know.
Yeah. That's good, yeah.
This is a total tangent.
Good
I'm
for
sorry.
Alex G.
Good for Alex G.
Yeah.
We're gonna play a couple more songs, and I'll try to stop rambling about the.
No,
first
I loved
thing
your ramble. Safe space, as we said.
Safe, no brain.
I don't know if you can hear, but I'm banging my fist on the table, yelling as I said, "Safe space."
Safe space. Anti Fantano. Anti.
Anti critic.
Anti critic. Room.
Pro
down
ignorance.
With Pitchfork. Down with Fantano.
Pitchfork sucks.
I hate Pitchfork.
They're such hate. They're haters in the bad way. Like, oh my god, chill out.
They have such
and
weird
I
taste.
I think Callum is. Yeah. Staring at us because I don't know, maybe he likes Pitchfork or something.
Oh,
do you
yeah.
like Pitchfork, Callum? Nod for yes. Oh,
boo.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Boo. Just kidding. Callum's great. We're gonna play some Belle and Sebastian next off Reclaim the Night off of their recent record, A Bit of Previous, and Vesna by Osui French. I don't know. off of his title or self-titled record, Oh Sweet. Okay, enjoy.
Nice.
Oh God.
See, that was a product.
I've got to get you off my mind. I've got the world to see. I wanna keep you out of sight. Don't try to follow me. I've got to get you off my mind.
Hello, I'm Addy Wolf, and this is my new single, Mastery. You can go check the music video on my website, addywolf.com. That's addewolf.com. Bless. What's on my mastery? Train like an athlete.
The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org.
Heavy Metal Radio, bringing you the best metal for over 30 years on CITR. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the weekly chart show with Isia, James, and Daniel. We only have a couple minutes left, about six of those. I don't know. Was there any thoughts that you guys wanted to share before we close off the show at all about anything?
I don't know.
That's very vague.
I know. It is very vague.
That's incredibly open.
It's a really nice day out. It's been a good day. I can like say that I had a good day. I went to the dog show before
nice,
this.
Nice, nice.
At least the sun is out today.
Yeah.
True. It's going to be like hot this weekend, apparently, like 25, which is kind of
nice.
Weird. I guess summer started really late, so it's like going on late.
Yeah.
Is there any music you guys are excited for or any shows or anything of the sort?
I'm excited. Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's some stuff releasing like tonight for September 30th. Like, I know Bjork is releasing
album. Have you seen her new music video for like Ancestress?
I haven't even listened to the new song. I'm just kind of waiting for the album.
No. The video is it's like 7 minutes long. I watched it when I was in a weird mood, I'll say. And
silly goofy.
It's just like
a little bit silly.
I don't even understand how someone made that. Like, some of the things are just so crazy. Like, just from a visual aspect, I'm like, I don't even understand how this was like storyboarded and like created. And then you add the music into it, and it's just like, and it's so emotional because it's about her mother dying. So it's like, after it was over, I was like somber. I'm like, I feel like I just went to a funeral. Like, I can't. I don't know. I was just sitting there. It's
crazy.
The
power of music.
She's so artsy. I love her. Love her vibes.
We love Bjork.
I don't know any Bjork songs, I'm sorry to say. What should I start with?
Listen to Homogenic.
Homogenic. That's
Callum like approves. He's Callum nodding approves, outside of the, the studio.
That's like her seminal work.
Okay.
Just a weird Icelandic girl.
Love her. She's I've heard awesome. She's very influential.
Oh, yeah, incredibly, no. Yeah.
Bjork's massive. It's crazy. Like, I don't know. It was a crazy video. Mm. Everyone go home and watch it if you have an extra 7 minutes.
Okay. I'm excited for the 1975 album. I don't know how controversial that is.
Do you still like them? That sounded so bad. Oh. I didn't mean to say, like, do you still like them?
I don't know. I
That's
feel like,
not what I meant. Sorry.
I feel like I've never liked all of their albums. Like,
They're too long. They like cut their albums in half.
This album is like 12 songs, I think, that's coming.
That's pretty good.
And I've liked the three singles that have come out. So I think I'm cautiously optimistic.
Is that there's one where it's like, I watched one, there's a lot of saxophone, but I guess that's all
Happiness,
of their songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, because I really liked them in high school. First, when they first came out, like Chocolate, when it was circulating all over Tumblr, I hated it. I was like, I hate this song. I don't know why. I thought they were too Tumblr-y, even though that doesn't even make sense because I love Tumblr, or I did when I was like 15. And then I slowly was like, actually, I like this band. And then I was obsessed with them. And then, I don't know. I'm like, these albums are too long.
They are too long, I will say.
No, I don't think I've ever listened to one of their albums. Just the singles.
Just listen to the This Is 1975 playlist on Spotify or something. You don't need to listen to one of their albums all the way.
And like, I get that Matty Healy's like, yeah, I'm pretentious. I get it. But also, I'm like, you're so pretentious. Oh my
he
God.
Is. Okay, two things can be true. I can hate 1975 as people, but I can enjoy. I can bop my head to.
True, and I don't think they're bad people. I don't think he's like.
They are a little annoying.
He's a little annoying.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm sorry. I said, do you still listen to 1975?
I'm not offended.
One of the bands that I like forgot about, and I'm like, oh yeah, they're like going though. They're still going.
No, it's okay. We love to tease each other in the studio. It's
except
the,
it's just me being just mean to both of you, and you can. It's not been returned yet.
It's very one sided, but it's okay.
but cool. I'm excited to see what that record's about. They're fun.
They are fun.
It's cool that they're like, you know, I don't know. They've been together for so long and they're still all like together, like the band. That's
they're
like
bros.
Pretty rare, I feel.
I know we were just like trying to get rid of that like indie label, but they're kind of like indie rock, right? From what I've heard.
They're they're very like clean. I don't know if that's
like
yeah,
like very like very clean production. Like,
yeah, super clean production. Like So at least like groove. The Pink record. What's I Like It When You Sleep For So You're So Beautiful Yet So Unaware Of It, or whatever that record is.
All their albums the long name. Are the worst. They're all long.
You can like there's a lot of like gospel influence, which is really interesting, but interesting. Like in a very like production-y way. It's very like I don't know, it's very like crisp and like clean and
glittery.
Like yeah, like just like very like poppy and like fun.
I have to actually properly listen to them. I feel like I don't remember. Yeah.
Speaking of bands that have been around for a while, Paramore is back.
True. I haven't listened to their new single yet.
I haven't heard it either.
I feel like I've never sat down and listened to them, but I watch videos of them performing so much because she's such a good performer that I like know their music well from watching them, but I never sit down and listen to them, which is weird.
I found them through like Lil Uzi Vert. Like, have you seen that video of him singing along to like Ain't It Fun?
That was like how I heard. You heard of Paramore for the first time in their Ain't It Fun era?
Yes.
That's wild.
And it was through Lil Uzi.
That's
singing
awesome.
Along like while like eating a lollipop or something.
Black people love Paramore.
Yeah,
it's
we
a
do.
Scientific fact. It's I don't know what it is, but it's scientific and it's true.
I don't know what it is, but the grip that Paramore has on the black community is too firm.
Facts. Well, I guess we're going to end on that statement because it's 4 p.m. and we got to go.
We have places to be.
We got places to be. But thank you so much for coming on air with me today, James and Daniel.
Thank you for having us.
We'll see you guys next week, maybe, hopefully. Yes?
Yes.
Awesome.
This has been Chartsomania.
That is not the name of the show. Okay. Bye-bye.